Radio 4 VHF for schools. Yes, in this week's Exploration Earth, we join the Doctor and Sarah as they journey through time in the TARDIS.
Response. Jelly baby. Reciprocator cancel. That's odd. Nothing happening. Intercourse. Oh, no.
Oh, the great doctor in travail. Doctor, is there something? Are you keeping something from me?
What?
Are you keeping something from
me?
No,
of course not. You know how tactful one must be with the low continuum resolutions. It's a delicate bit of organization, you know.
Oh, Doctor, come clean. Yes, there is something.
Well, yes. There's some malfunctioning of the relative dimensional computer.
In English.
It means the steering has gone haywire.
Oh, so we're off course. Lost in space.
Well, yes. Up to a point.
And at this speed, we're getting loster and loster. Thousands and thousands more miles every second.
Yes. We're sliding with enormous speed in retrograde time. Let's look at the chronometric astrometer. Yes. The way we're going, we could be out of all Earth's time reckoning soon. We've stopped. There's a force. It's gripped the TARDIS. I don't know what it is, but it's interesting. Yes, it's very interesting. We've gone back 4,500 million years Earth time.
Oh, don't you ever feel lonely, Doctor? I do. I do now. 4,500 million years back down the wastes of space-time.
4,500 million years. Yes. Yes, that rings a bell. Sarah, I think you're going to be able to see what your funny little planet started from.
How? How are we going to see the start of dear old Earth? What, just open the TARDIS door and step out into endless empty space with no atmosphere?
Just step into this capsule with me.
Ooh, not very big, is it?
Well, it's a two-person capsule. Right. Now, I just atmosphere inject it. Now. Out we go.
It's all right for you. You're a Time Lord. This gives me earache.
There. Look, Sarah. Look at that enormous body.
Oh.
We're held in the pull of it. Far bigger than the Earth of your time. Wondrous sight, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Yes, it is a wondrous sight.
An enormous, billowing mass of gases. Pulsing, burning.
Flaming tongues sticking out of it.
But it's hot, you know. Millions of degrees centigrade. And those gases, churning and burning... There's space gases. No oxygen there. And right in the middle, wrapped in that inferno, is a core of rock. A ball, almost certainly molten. That's about the size of planet Earth. It's the beginning of your home planet, sir.
If I ever get home.
You will. Come on. Back to the TARDIS.
Oh, so much for the beginning of Earth. It's frightening.
Now, I think we should beam steadily on this same track and follow the progression trail of the developing Earth. Wait a bit while I free us from this pull. Cosmo Retrozyne should do it. Ah! It's done it. Movements. We've stopped again. We're caught in the pull of a huge force.
Oh, Doctor, not again.
Yes, again. But you should be happy. You're millions of years Earth time nearer home. Come on. Let's see what's happened to your Earth in the meantime. Into the capsule.
Oh, it's smaller.
Yes. Your Earth's progressing. That huge fiery mass is much smaller now, isn't it?
It's much smaller.
Yes. Nearer the size of the Earth, you know.
Well, why is that?
Sun action. It's eroded away all the hot gas mass. And see, the young planet has begun to solidify.
It needs to solidify before I set foot on it.
It's magnificent. There's progress. Order is coming to this planet. A vast and lovely process. See how the surface quakes. See how it opens yawning wounds of fire. Those shimmering lakes of molten rock. The Earth is being forged, molded.
What was that?
Lightning, that's all. But look. Look. The first crust is forming. I expect it's basalt, that sharp, hard rock. Earth is in the making.
Who are you?
What was that?
Who are you? Who are you? Tampering intruders. Why are you here?
Well, we're travelers.
Be careful in your answers. I am the Migrant, High Lord of Chaos. Chief of the Clarions, Lords of Chaos.
Oh, yes, of course. The Migrant moving in. Don't strain. I can hear you. I'm a Time Lord.
Ah, a Time Lord. The Time Lords and the enemies of the Clarions down the endless ages. So, you come interfering again. Know then, I, the Migrant, have taken over this hot mess of chaos. Nothing can alter its disorder. So it is, so it must be, beyond the reach of time.
You're very confident, aren't you, Migrant? But always remember, the noisier they are, the harder they fall.
You are trivial. Listen and learn. This is a kingdom of chaos. Sacred. Unchangeable.
Loose thinking. Everything's changing all the time. Look, don't you see? Already rock crust is forming. Gas from within the planet is replacing space gases. Out of this torment, out of this tumult is coming order. Yes, order. You're vain. This is a mere transit, part of a progression. You think this is chaos, but a beautiful and fruitful planet is destined to come.
Impudence, heresy, you defy knowledge. You will be punished.
We've heard that before. Have you heard that before, Sarah?
Don't provoke him, Doctor.
Insolent ignoramus! Take that!
It's tiresome, isn't it? Shall we go?
Let's get out of here. Yes. We're some millions of Earth years onwards. Another stage. Yes. We've stopped. Now, I think...
Oh, now, don't say any more. Just let it surprise me.
Come on. Into the capsule. That's it. Ready?
The Earth is being torn apart. Those horrifying volcanoes.
Marvelous, aren't they? Now look hard. I'm showing you this through the compressive telesight. It lets the events of millions of years pass before you in minutes. It's letting you see the passage of forces that forged and fashioned the planet you call home. See the vast cauldron of the volcanoes, boiling the rock till it runs like cream. See how the body of the planet is split by the force of enormous earthquake shocks, shuffling and rearranging the materials of it, wrenching and ripping and molding the earth.
Oh, Doctor, I feel sick.
Of course you do, Sarah, but look, look. Global tidal waves raging, sweeping, drowning continents.
Well, don't sound so happy. Even you must be frightened.
Oh, stop whittling, Sarah. Look at that huge plane.
Well, it's shuddering.
Yes. It's lifting, you see. Before your eyes, hills rising higher, higher, becoming mountains. Rearing up, a great mountain range finding its birth, thrust up, towering to the skies from the plain.
But it must be as high as Mount Everest.
Everest? Slacky. Wonder where the Migron is. Hey, but it's chaos. But look, Sarah, look. This progress. The forming of order.
Order will never come. Order will never come. Order will never come.
That's him.
Never. Never. See how the tortured body of this planet is racked and torn by the awful horror of its volcanoes. Like a vast lake of foil. See how, as it tries to take solid form, earthquakes tear into rupture and chaos. There is no air for creatures to breathe, only gases to choke and smother.
Oh, hello, Migron. You're still around? I thought perhaps you'd given up. Order! If you want to ask a question, please put your hand up.
You think you will impress me because you are a Time Lord. But say what you will, I am High Lord of Chaos, and Chaos still rules.
Oh, no, no, Migron. Look again at this planet. Do you see? It's no longer using space gases. It's generating its own earth gases. And already there is a little oxygen. Just a little. But it's a sign of what's to come.
No, no, no! You're lying. There is no oxygen. There can be
Wrong, Migron. Wrong again. Don't you see a firm granite crust for this earth is already forming out of the fury of the volcanoes? They melt and remelt the rock, and that forms the granite. Progress. Order. A future is the destiny of this planet. Not you or all the Carrions can stop it. Chaos is passing. A glorious future is coming. Life, Migron. Life will take over this planet. Come on, Sarah. Into the TARDIS. Not a good loser, the Migron, is he? Let's move on. Sarah, do you feel the TARDIS checking? Slowing?
Yes.
We've stopped. But not just stopped, Sarah. Can you feel? We've landed.
Landed?
Yes, Sarah. Open the door. You can go out.
Well, if you say so, but is there atmosphere?
Out you go, Sarah.
Oh, Doctor, it's so beautiful. The gentle sunshine shining over this lovely landscape. And trees and flowers everywhere, all sorts of colours. Hey, can't you smell them, Doctor? Look at this. On this leaf, it's a butterfly. What happened, Doctor?
Well, we've skipped through millions of years and a very important thing has happened. There's lots of oxygen. All those green things, trees and flowers, they make it from sunlight. That's why it's possible for you to live on Earth.
But what happened to the Migron?
I am still here. Still here. You thought I was no more.
You are persistent, aren't you? Come on, Migron. Time for you to be beaten. We must fight. Pit our strengths by telepathic will deployment.
What's that, Doctor?
Not now, Sarah. I'm busy. High Lord of Chaos, you are banished from planet Earth. Bye-bye, Chaos. Bye-bye. Say bye-bye, Sarah.
Bye.
That program was written by Bernard Venables. Those taking part were Tom Baker, Elizabeth Sladen, and John Westbrook. The special sounds were by Dick Mills of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. The production was by David Little. Thank you.